Nath, please get the round of applause. He's back. We tried to get rid of him, but, you know, just...
he wants
just
a drum roll too, does he? Okay, here we go.
Oh, no, he's wrong mic.
Oh, he's on the wrong mic. There we go. It's Mitchie.
Mitchie's here.
Hey, boys. Thanks for having me. Good to have you back, mate. Have a bit of time off. You've been travelling. You've spent some time with the wife and young Mayor as well.
It's been a bit of a busy period, but it's been good.
Snuck away to WA. How was that?
It was lovely, yeah. Good to get some sun and swim and... yeah, had a great time. Good to get Maya in the pool.
Yeah, how does she go on planes? And has she been on planes before? Yeah,
she has. She did a great job. A bit worried about it, but she slept half the way. 4.5 hours over was always going to be a little bit of a challenge, but got her down pretty good. Lots of snacks, bit of iPad, lots of wiggles. I'm sick of the wiggles.
you're done with the wiggles?
Yeah, I'm a bit done with them. We're going to see them next year, actually. I'm quite excited for, but I'll have to have a bit of a spell from them first, I think.
Well, there's about 950 of them now as well.
I noticed that. There's 15 of them at the moment.
Yeah, the show 15 goes wiggles. For 10 hours.
Yeah.
Strap in, Mitch.
It's not so easy anymore. Used to be four, knew every single one of them, and now I don't know them.
And Emma's gone, who's arguably the most popular.
Yeah, Queen Bee. Well.
Yeah.
Did they replace her or did she just leave?
Well, they replaced her with eight others. So,
Same salary, though.
Yeah. That was great.
We haven't had you in for a while, Mitchie, as well. We haven't chatted about a friend of yours, Big Jackie Rewalt, Big Head, as they call him.
Big Ed Boy.
We had him on the show the other day. I want to play a little bit. This is what Jack had to say when he was on the show. We do love Mitch. We usually get him on a Monday. He's over in Perth at the moment. Yeah. He's having a little holiday. He does claim to be a close
person. Doesn't he love his celebrity status now? I call him Boonie. So I went to school with Mitch, and he is just lapping it up, his celebrity status. And don't underestimate the fact that I think that he's certainly aiming for one of the two chairs in here. So He's angling at I think, sort of over December, maybe. He might, when you guys go on holidays he'd probably pick something up like that to... maybe backstab you and take one of your jobs. So just keep an eye out.
Oh, man, he loves it.
Write a reply on Jimmy McPherson.
Well, celebrity coming from him. Honestly.
No, cool sign on Friday night, he was, Big Jackie.
Yeah, he was. That's what he's come back and, he's all about Tassie and represents Tassie. We don't hear from him too much. And then he comes back and he's everywhere. I've had that many people say to me, geez, Jack was here, there, he's... yeah, courtside at the Jack Jumpers, he's doing this and doing that. And, it's good for everyone to finally hear from him. He's come back, got a bit of time back, and good to see him.
He's remembered us all now, has he?
Yeah. He's remembered everyone. Didn't text you back for, like, the whole year.
Yeah.
He's like, Mitchie, let's take you out.
And I think that'll lead into what we talk about next. He is doing something really special. That's really great.
Look, ride for Ryan. I know you're very close as we go as well, and we've spoken about him many times on the show. But, what Jack's doing for essentially a bloke he didn't even know. But, as you said, he does love Tassie and loves getting around Tassie people as well. So this is, you can check it out, Jackie's story. It's on our socials as well, at Jimmy Nath, this ride for Ryan, which is just a phenomenal thing that he's doing, Jimmy.
Yeah, it is. And look, we take the pee out of Jack, but there's lots of things Jack does that I've heard about that behind the scenes that many of us wouldn't know about. And this is just another one. It's pretty cool to do something for, a fellow Tasmanian. Obviously, there's a lot of things they got in common with the sport and playing footy. But hopefully, like Jack said, it gives him that opportunity maybe to get overseas and do some added work to hopefully get some, stretch some benefits out of it. So we're all thinking of Wigo. It's, just a shocking situation that it's, everyone's talking about it. But I think the most important thing is, whilst Jack does this and we raise money, I think it's important for anyone that knows Ryan. I keep messaging him. I don't always hear back, but I think it's important we always just continue to remind him that we're thinking of him. And I think that's just, if anyone out there is thinking what they can do, absolutely throw some money towards Jack's initiative, because that'll go to an incredible cause. But at the end of the day, keep reminding Ryan and his family that you're thinking of him and that we're all, he's in our thoughts, which is really important.
Look, he's not always on Instagram, but when he is, just slide in. You may not hear anything, but it is. He will see them, so
absolutely
message him and say you're thinking
absolutely
of
now. We're gonna help promote this Ride for Ryan stuff as well, leading close to the date as well, so you will hear more on the show. We'll get Mitchie back in to talk about it, get involved, but you can go and check it out online. If you just type in Ride for Ryan, it will pop up more information about it. Jack's doing a phenomenal thing.
You'll probably see Jack getting around Tassie, doing videos out the front of bike shops and stuff like that. Come off it.
Welcome to the Chatty Check-In with Mitchie McPherson.
Yeah, still joined by Big Mitchy McPherson. Nate, give him a round of applause.
Yeah, he's back, guys. He's back in his regular spot. Yeah,
cutting myself. Before we go into the next bit, well done with the Movember stuff too. Shout out to TW, Tommy Windsor, and always does a great job. So well done to you both.
Oh,
for
the Mobut Mobro. The Mobut Mobros are just what was incredible. Mobut Mobro. It's December now. Forgot how to say it.
Yeah, Tommy's already upset at this. He goes, all right, well, I guess I'll see you boys in 12 months.
Yeah. See you then.
Sorry, Tommy. No, look, yeah, we do love getting involved in Movember. Again, they're shaved off now.
I just noticed that, actually. Yeah, were they shaved off Saturday when I saw you?
Yeah. Had to be gone for the weekend.
Attention to detail.
You don't even care. You don't even know who we are.
No. I do love affirmation too as well, Nath. I'll add that in too.
Banger, so, isn't it?
It's a real good
banger.
Song. And you said that's not, Jimmy, you said that's not one of your
their
favorite
best songs.
Well, I reckon it is.
It is a
real banger.
I will say that Nath has loved it from the time we've met. It's always been a song you play. Maybe Nath has killed it for me.
Yeah.
Because he plays it. Pre-drinks, gym,
it's such a Nate song. Yeah.
Maybe
it's so Nate.
Maybe I've radioed it for you.
Yeah.
Played it a few too many times. Do you have Spotify?
I don't, no. Oh. My song of the year, is that what you were leading to?
Yeah.
Probably, I cop so much for my music taste, but I love that Doja Cat song.
Kiss Me More.
That's a banger, yeah.
Yeah, that is it.
That is a real good song.
Yeah.
Mate, probably one of my favourites this
year. Still not affirmation. You're all right. Yeah. We're not going to...
Affirmation, I tell you what, if you're on an exercise boat today, guys.
Did he say exercise boat?
Or a boat.
Can you speak today?
It's been a big weekend.
Speaking of things on, like Mitchie, we haven't had a chance to chat with you, but stay chatty ball. Thank you for letting us host again. We had such a great time doing it. We also auctioned ourselves off at one stage.
We need to follow that up. Lady paid $3,500 for us to go up and cook dinner for her, and we haven't seen her since. So we need to follow that up and probably do what we said we would do.
I think we did reach out to her. I think it's going to be early next year.
Okay, great.
Because of Nathan and I doing every event in Hobart. We'll go to the opening of an envelope.
So in the
new year, the three of us
So you host every event. I'm there at most of them, and every single time you mention me and take the pee out of me while I'm there in front of everyone.
100%.
You need to stop doing that.
That's what friends do.
Is it? I don't know about that.
What friends are for, guys. That's what friends are for.
Anyway.
Now, look, Mitchy, big announcement this morning. I mean, you're going to do a proper announcement, I think, on the Stay Chatty socials tonight.
Yep, with a video.
With a video that from all behind the scenes and everything that happened. So looking forward to that. But the amount raised, mate, very exciting.
Yeah, really excited to announce that the 2021 Stage Chatty Ball, still a couple of things to fine-tune and lock in, but in excess of $85,000.
Wow.
So massive effort.
That is massive.
Yes, really proud. We absolutely did not expect that, but, you know, through COVID and everything that everyone's been affected by, people are still incredibly generous. That's because of the incredible prizes and things that we had donated. So, outstanding effort, and we're truly pumped and truly grateful.
When you see a number like that, it must like give you shivers, really, doesn't it? Because I mean, how much work it is. I mean, if you see the Stay Chatty team weeks out from the ball, especially when you had to change the date and postpone the whole thing.
That was great.
poor old Tash. Like you guys are so stressed, and it just must be so worth it to see a number like that. And of course, going towards Stay Chatty, it's remarkable. Really.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it was a really, really big couple of weeks with that happening, but we got it done, and like you said, great result for all the effort put in, and that'll allow. We've got some really exciting things in the pipeline for 2022, so yeah, that's certainly going to go towards some really special stuff.
Well, look, keep an eye out for the socials tonight at Stay Chatty to see the video and everything. I know, Mitchy, there's a few people you want to thank as well, but just quickly as well, I love the Stay Chatty ball because it's also all the staff that are there, and I think everyone does take, you know, well, the money's great and it's going to go to some great initiatives, you said. It's nice that, you know, yourself and others, Tash, organise it. Every staff member can sit there and sort of look back on the year that was and go, wow, look at, I guess, the good work we're doing here in the community.
Yeah, it's a great night to reflect and celebrate the work that we do because we don't do it a lot. You know, you live and breathe this stuff. And I always say that it's really special for me personally when I write a speech and that's a little bit about the last 12 months. It is great. It is actually nice to sit there and then look out across the room and go, all these people support the work we do. You know, we don't see these people every day, but so many do, and so many wanted to be there. So it is really, really special. But yes, I will. Look, just quickly, the Grand Chancellor for their support, our platinum, gold, and corporate sponsors. Thank you so much to yourselves. Event sponsors. So many people to thank that helped us along the way, those that donated prizes. But big shout out to our team that pulled it all together. led by, as you said, Tash, who is so passionate about the work we do. She's an amazing person at work, outside of work. She really wanted to pull it all together and pull off a great night, and I think you'll attest to the fact that she did. So she did. Shout out to you.
She's incredible.
Great job.
And the jumpsuit she wore on the night as well was an absolute standout.
Yeah, she's got a few of them.
Welcome back to the show. It's good to have you back on the airwaves.
Great, mate. Tommy, you kicked me out, but I'm back.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.